Good morning, Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Morning Market Report. Well, just a hair over a year after being proposed, the BLM has finalized its public lands rule. Intended to improve the health and resilience of federal lands, the rule has been much maligned by the agriculture and oil and gas industries on concern they will block access to federal lands and subvert the multiple use mandate. The rule creates a mechanism for conservation leasing and may create additional areas of critical environmental concern. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven and Wyoming's John Barrasso introduced legislation last year to block the action, and the two pledged yesterday to introduce a Congressional Review Act resolution to repeal the rule. Well, from one federal agency to the next, the EPA has released an update on its herbicide strategy to meet its obligations under the Endangered Species Act. The herbicide strategy has created a lot of uncertainty for farmers, so it's a bit of a pleasant surprise to learn that the new requirements may not be as stringent as what the agency earlier proposed. Farmers will be required to implement mitigation measures such as vegetative filter strips, grassed waterways, and field borders to protect species and their habitats from herbicide exposure through spray drift or runoff. Potential changes to the draft strategy, though, include reducing the need for mitigation in areas with low annual precipitation or runoff vulnerability, increasing runoff mitigation options, reducing the size of pesticide use limitation areas, and simplifying the approach to achieve mitigation level goals. You can see some of the proposed updates on the herbicide strategy by visiting our website at northernag.net.
The Eaton Charlet bullpens are now open. Home to the largest private treaty sale in the nation, Eaton Charlet sells over 500 homegrown yearling bulls annually. Need two-year-old bulls? We've got those too. ETN brand bulls are sold in two groups, pick your price and pick your bull. The Eaton program specializes in herd sire caliber bulls with no bidding and no overpaying. Call Eaton Charlet today at 406-584-7520. That's 406-584-7520.
Sale season's here again, and there are a lot of black-hided Angus bulls on the market, but not all of them are registered. Why take the risk? Don't gamble on unproven genetics. Invest wisely with registered, powered by Angus bulls. Backed by the power of the American Angus Association and 80 million data points, registered Angus bulls give you the confidence in your buying decisions. Don't buy an imposter. Look for the registration number. Buy the power. Buy registered Angus bulls.
The wheat industry is welcoming new funding for food assistance as USDA has announced they'll invest $1 billion in CCC money to purchase and distribute U.S. wheat and other commodities for international food aid. The National Association of Wheat Growers said the funding will directly benefit wheat farmers and people affected by hunger in several countries. Wheat makes up the largest portion of emergency food assistance in the U.S. Agency for International Development's Food for Peace Office. Well, there's a familiar face for farmers on the Montana Farm Service Agency State Committee. Yesterday, USDA appointed Lola Raska of Great Falls to the State Committee that's responsible for the oversight of farm programs and county committee operations. Of course, Lola served for about two decades as the executive vice president of the Montana Grain Growers Association. Also appointed to the committee yesterday was Tracy Peterson of Fallon. The two join other committee members Jake Merkel of Whitehall, Casey Bailey of Fort Benton, and Chair Ryan Langford of Chinook, who were appointed to the committee back in October of 2022. And Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has signed an emergency executive order allowing a two-week window of reduced hours of service regulations for fertilizer delivery. The order cites the closing of the Baltimore Harbor, geopolitical unrest in areas that export fertilizer, tightened security at the Canadian border, and late winter storms, all for reasons for slowing the supply of fertilizer. The governor's order says further delays could have up to a $400 million impact on Montana's farming industry. The order relaxing hours of service regulations will be in effect until April 30th.
Private treaty sales are now open at Bar F. Angus. Jason and Ronnie Bullinger of Jordan are offering 35 registered Black Angus bulls focused on structure, longevity, and disposition. Sons and grandsons of Vermilion Spur, over a dozen Flush Brothers of Sitz Incentive 704, and several Cavanese bulls. Stop by the ranch to view anytime. Bar F. Angus offers volume discounts, first season guarantee, and free delivery within 300 miles. Catalog at barfangus.com or call Jason 406-690-8344.
It's about that time of year again, and Montana Farmers Union Camp up at Arrow Peak in the Highwood Mountains is now open for registration. This is an affordable opportunity for kids to enjoy camp, the great outdoors, learn new skills, and make lifelong friendships. Montana Farmers Union would like to thank this year's sponsors, CHS, Mountain View Co-op, and Farmers Union Insurance. Register today and learn more at montanafarmersunion.com.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the market interprets this afternoon's cattle on feed report. Expectations are for placements to come in 7 to 8% under last year, but marketings are forecast to be down 10 to 13%, which is likely to force inventory about 2% higher. Now, the trade was pretty bullish on Thursday with about everything closing higher. Feeders in particular have gained back $8 this week. The May contract closing at $242.55 yesterday. That was up $2.27. August feeders up $2.17 at $254.30. In the live cattle, the June contract closed just a nickel higher at $175.37. August up 75 cents at $173.52. At Pays and Billings this week, light four-weight steers topped out at $397. The five-weight sold from $325 to $340. Six-weight steers, $275 to $310, with a top way up at $330. For the feeder heifers, five-weight sold from $285 to $3, a top there at $315. Six-weights, $267 to $284. Seven- and eight-weight replacement heifers sold from $1,875 to $2,000 a head. Some light nine-weight replacements at $2,275. A great sale for Big Dry Angus in Glasgow yesterday. 71 bulls averaged $77.70, up 20% from last year. Just down the high line the day before, the Milk River Angus Association averaged $67.73 on 54 bulls. And in Belfield at the Open A Angus Ranch sale, 46 bulls averaged $48.64.
Summer is just around the corner. Get ahead by enrolling in classes at Miles Community College. MCC offers shorter summer sessions and multiple start dates with fully transferable courses in a variety of subjects available online and at an affordable price. Jumpstart your fall semester and help accelerate your degree completion with summer session at MCC. Tuition discounts may apply. Enroll today. Visit milescc.edu for more information. Miles Community College. Start here. Go anywhere.
Stiller, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th. Glendive Livestock.
Harvest pressure from South America weighed on corn and soybean prices Thursday. Wheat, though, did manage to stage some modest gains. That despite China backing out on some soft red wheat purchases from the U.S. U.S. wheat sales are still on track to meet USDA's export target of 710 million bushels, although we sure hope to bump those exports higher still. In the futures yesterday, May KC winter wheat was up 4.5 cents at 577, September at 586, up 5.25. May spring wheat 5.5 better at 638, the September contract up 2.5 at 652. In Chicago, May soft wheat down a quarter at 536, July up 0.75 at 553. May corn down 3.5 cents to 426, and soybeans for May 15.25 lower at 1134. Well, thanks for joining us for this morning's Market Report. I'm Coulter Brown, Northern Ag Network.